Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
This is Char. Who's with me?
This is Veronica from Toronto.
Veronica.
Yes.
How are you?
Well, thank you.
Good. And somebody else was just saying at the same time.
Denise Lewis.
Denise, good morning.
Morning.
And I heard one other one at the same time as you.
Yeah, and Molly. So.
Molly, good morning, Molly. I apologize for being about 2 minutes late, according to my clock. I grabbed a book that I had been glancing through and, you know, picking pages, just opening and reading something, which is very dangerous, guys. And I stood there and I started reading, and I read 2-3 pages, and I go, oh, my word, this can't be. Oh, this is horrifying. And looked at the clock, and it was like 2 minutes past, so I apologize. Anyway, somebody else just joined us.
Good morning. This is Darlene.
Darlene. Good morning.
Good morning.
And somebody else just came in? Anybody you missed that was already on the call? Or anybody I missed that was already on the call? Well, did you have a wonderful weekend?
Wonderful weekend.
A wonderful weekend. Yeah, we're getting some warmer weather here this week. It's been cool. And midweek, by midweek, we're supposed to be in the 90s, which is pretty high for Portland. Portland, Oregon area, so out here on the West Coast.
Yeah, going to 92 today.
Oh, you're getting it before we do, okay?
We're going to hit 100.
Oh, wow. That's
a
number on you?
They say it could get to 110, and that's not like Arizona dry heat. That's high humidity.
Okay, what city are you in?
St. Louis.
Okay. All right.
That was the temperature of Texas.
That is warm. Okay, guys, questions, comments that you would like to make here at the very beginning. There's still a few more people joining us.
I'm excited about the Wellness Network.
Oh, we are very excited about the Wellness Network. Didn't spend as much time in there as I wanted to this weekend, but boy, my goodness, I want to get confident with the different areas so I know exactly where people can go and what they're seeing and tell them that it's there so we don't have to recite the information.
Well, I downloaded, and just like Van said, that first download didn't know where it went, so couldn't find it.
I know. Any time we do something that's a little bit different than what we do on a daily routine, like brush our teeth or comb our hair, it does take a little bit longer, doesn't it?
So I have to talk to someone before I do my second one, because I load up my laptop.
Okay, well, I'm not great on helping you on that score until I walk through it a few more times myself. So some others have joined us. Good morning, guys. This is Char Rogers with Advanced Lifestyle. Who's with us?
Good morning, Char. This is Brenda.
Brenda, good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
Is anyone on the line that recommended or mentioned Death by Supermarket? I know, isn't that a funny title? It's not very funny inside the book, though. I'll tell you, the few pages I've read out of different parts of it, just glancing at what the caption was and wanting to know what they had to say, were a little disturbing. I'm singing to the choir here, but not that we've never heard it or aren't aware of it. It's just to see more details on it and see it in print is kind of like when I first went through the eating DVD. Unsettling. Death by Supermarket is by Nancy DeVille, and it's the fattening, dumbing down, and poisoning of America is the subtitle. And boy, she pulls no punches. She tells it straightforward and gives all the references as to where it came from, so you do have the feeling that she is accurate and she is talking from research, not just from a hearsay story. So anyway, if anybody wants to read more, I think we better keep it simple and stick to the China study, but I'm one of those that likes to just dig behind the scenes too. So that's another one you can stick on your list, and let me see when the... Better put the speakerphone here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I see. It looks like I need to take my volume up, maybe. It sounds weak on this end.
Sounds good on my end. This is Lee.
Good morning. Okay, let's see. Is that better? No. Okay, I'm going to have to hang on to it here. You can hear me now, though, right?
Yeah, it sounds real good. Good morning, this is Lee.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't have it pushed right, so good morning, Lee. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
Okay, I was going to check the copyright because I think it's relatively new when I give you something like this. I'd like to. Yeah, copyrighted 2007. So it's within the last year here. And some of the titles of the different parts of the book, not getting into the chapter, but just the titles of the parts of the book, the divisions. One is How Factory Food Changed the Way We Live and Die. And part two is Hysterical Hunger. Three is Science Fiction Food Additives. Part four is Science Fiction Food. And then five is The Fat Fiasco. Six is Diet is Only Making Matters Worse. Seven, Miracles in a Bottle, Snake Oil, Supplements, and Drugs. Part eight is Wooing, Denial, Ridicule, and Threats, and Why We Buy Into Them. And then it ends with the home front, saying that change begins at home is the last chapter. So anyway, she's written in a very upfront, I'd say easy to read, disturbing manner. Kind of like where I felt the China study was when I first got a hold of that. Okay, I want to go back to questions or comments because we've had several people join us, and this is for the new person. This is the China study review or experimentation, pilot group, whatever you would like to call it, when we discovered the China study back over a year ago now and decided that we could do more about our health, take it to another level, if we adjusted the way we were feeding our body. And this is evidenced by what Dr. Colin Campbell wrote in the China study, spent 17 years researching in this country, on grants allowed, given to him, did not know where he was going when he started. It was quite by accident, but had discovered a study that was done on 880 million people in China. And that's what brought to light the differences between the way this country eats as a whole and other countries in the world that are minus the major diseases that we deal with that are on the death certificates in this country. So as we mature and see more and more of it around us in our age groups, it becomes more alarming, at least it has to our family. And our children, our kids that are adults have picked it up, and our grandkids, it's fantastic to me to see it being adopted and actually adopted so quickly within our family and very, very rewarding. They're not purists. None of us are. But we can definitely do a lot to move in that direction. So with that, questions or comments, things that have happened to you that have pointed you in different directions?
I just want to add that book really covers a wide spectrum of topics, including one of my favorites, drugs. And on today's show, on the morning show this morning, the M&J show, they had a panel talking about the new hot topic of exercise in a pill. Have you guys seen this?
No.
Last week it was a hot news item that you could take take a pill instead of exercising and get the same benefit. It's been working on mice who have a shelf life of a year, the mice do, so they don't know how it will transfer to humans. There's obviously no way of knowing long term. But they had a physician on and a nutritionist and an exercise person and then a lawyer. Apparently there's a pill out, Slim 30, that helps people lose weight. And, of course, the company didn't come on, but there was a testimony of a woman who lost a lot of weight, got pregnant, lost the baby, got depressed, and now is ready to start the pill again.
Did you see the mice?
Yes.
Yeah, I did too, and it was something how the mice went so much faster, the ones that had been on the pill and the ones that hadn't been.
Right. The physician actually said this might be something that could help people with MS or people who are in a wheelchair or even help because it does increase your muscle strength. It might even help the heart. However, he's concerned that people who are couch potatoes will remain couch potatoes and think that by popping a pill, they're doing good for the body, and the nutritionist and the exercise person both said, first of all, exercise does things that there's no way a pill could do, and people who exercise and think they can go eat whatever it is they want to eat and can't understand why they're not losing weight, it's still calories in, calories out. So it's an interesting discussion and a lot of caution given.
You know what goes through my mind, because, again, here we are with another drug. They don't know the long term. They don't know what's going on. It's a magic bullet that people are always, we're always searching for, something that will make it easier, a quick fix. And the first thing when you said how the mice are moving quickly was, oh, could this be a new excitotoxin that, appears to be great, just like some of the sugar substitutes and some of the other things that have entered the marketplace. And, you know, if we just go with the basics, I mean, the way our bodies are created, what we know works, not something that comes in some little meat bundle the size of a, smaller than a penny that could give us results. And, of course, we all know any way of doing it is going to cause people to lose weight when you say the word diet. I mean, there's millions of diets out there that will cause weight loss. But what we're talking about, the difference is not weight loss. We're talking about the health of our body.
And that was brought up. It was compared to steroids. My daughter and I went to see Neil Diamond last night. There was a couple sitting in front of us. It looked like he was almost reclining. He had to have weighed, and it's amazing that he fit in the chair, had to have weighed 350 pounds, draped his feet, and I don't know how they lucked out with their seats. There was no one sitting next to him, thank goodness, because they would have had half a seat. And he draped his legs over the seat in front of him, and he was sprawled out like this. And she was obese, but not as obese as he was, sitting next to him with her legs in front of her over the seat also. It's just people, and it's between, the drug companies are backing people with everyone on pills, and doctors are not saying, no, this has got to stop. They're the ones prescribing, and the patients are demanding. So, it's three-tiered out there.
It is, and it's, I was looking for the newspaper that had the article in it that we talked about last week. Did all of you get the article that I sent down from Carol Goo, the link, the website to go to on the HPV? No, that's not right, is it? Help me out, Nancy, the virus?
The HPV is the name of the virus.
It is the name of the virus. Thank you. Okay, I wasn't sure I had it right, in the right order. Anyway, did you all get that email?
Yes.
That's the one from your newspaper?
Huh? Pardon?
Is that the one from your newspaper?
No, it's the article. What I'm referring to, yes, that's where it started last week. Well, Dr. Carol Goose, very respected MD in our organization, got a hold of it, and she fired me back quite an extensive piece of material, and I want to make sure that you guys all read it.
When did you send that out, Shar?
I sent it out, I think it was early yesterday morning. And I just, if one of you got it, you should have all, because it was on the, you were all on the group list. Or if you weren't, please email me your email address. I think Mary Lou forwarded it also, so you may have gotten it twice even. But anyway, there's a whole lot more to it than probably was covered in that article, so you need to see more information. And I'm very certain that she would not have passed it on again. Some of the things that come from some of the websites I don't agree with, but then that doesn't mean I throw the whole thing out. So don't just look at where it's come from other than Carol, but look at the information and what they're stating about it. And I know that we need to, you know, be careful how we're looking at these things. So vaccines are kind of a very iffy category in my book anyway, and with that, I would definitely rethink it before I took a step on it after reading the second one that went out after the first one that I put out. So I don't want to give any misinformation by any means, but I want to urge you to do your own homework, especially before we start talking about some of these things in depth and how strongly we may feel one way or the other, because I don't want it to come back to bite me and send me off yet in another direction. So anyway, maybe enough said about that one. Anything else? Or does anyone have anything they'd like to say about that if you read the information that came down yesterday? Okay, we'll give you time to do that because I know that's very short notice. Any questions about what we're doing, how we're doing it, things you experienced over the weekend, or comments? They don't have to be questions. Again, I always feel like I'm singing to the choir because you guys are so much further educated than the average American out there. But then again, that's why we're doing this.
I have a question. What is chia? Chia seed?
Chia seed is a said to be a very, very nutritional seed. It's a very, very small seed. And I've tried to order it a couple of times and not gotten it on my order. So it's getting some pretty strong publicity right now, I've noticed. Maybe we could, once we get a few people that have got a hold of it, maybe we could talk a little bit about it from experience with recipes and so forth. And I have not Googled it to look for recipes. I've seen it come up in a few that I've had. And that's why I wanted to get a hands on some of it. And also for sprouting, huge for sprouting value. So that's probably the very most important part of it.
Well, something I
Yes. Is that the same thing that they had on those little ceramic things that you are pottery?
Yes, it is.
On those things.
We were talking about it being cute then, weren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, the chia
knew we could eat it.
Are you talking about the chia pet?
Yes.
Oh,
yes. That's the same thing. It grows very easily, very quickly.
Uh-huh.
But they never talked about eating it then. They just talked about how cute it was.
Well, this was on your newspaper line that I was going around because of the article you sent. And someone asked Dr. Oz, you said people consume 20 grams of chia seeds twice a day. Is this correct? It seems like a lot. And he answers, yes, we do mean 20 grams of chia, which isn't that much, less than an ounce. But this tiny seed has big benefits. It has the highest antioxidant activity of any whole food. It decreases sharp blood sugar spikes after eating, may lower blood pressure, and risk of heart problems. You can add it to cereals, salads, yogurt, smoothies, or stir it into whatever you're drinking, meaning water, tea, juice, not gin or tonics. So it's not hard to eat 20 grams. Interesting.
20 grams a day or twice a day?
Twice a day, and it sounds like you can just eat the seed.
Just the seed. Okay. Well, that gives us a pretty good reason, a pretty strong reason to take a look at it and see what we can do. I'm going to grab, I'll grab my phone and walk with it, but I'm going to grab the book if I've got it laying right here. I know it's laying right here somewhere. that has it listed in it and see if they say anything more about it, because this is my quick reference.
Sounds like an idea to sprinkle it in our salads and not even realize we're getting it.
Right.
I don't know what it tastes like.
I think it's so small you really can't detect the taste much. I don't think it's like a poppy seed. I think it's very, very, very tiny seed. It's probably maybe a little bit bigger than an alfalfa seed is what I'm thinking. Let's see. Here's the Sprout Master. Where's the sprouting seeds? Anyway, good comment, and interesting that Dr. Oz is, no, it's in the refrigerator. And he picked the lid up. He almost was going to have dog food for breakfast. Don't think he wants that one. Seeds.
What are you? How are you pronouncing it, Nancy?
Chia. C-H-I-A.
C-H-I-A, okay.
Is it Chia Pet? Yeah. I didn't even put that together until you mentioned that. Darlene, I think, said that. Was it? Something else I picked up from...
That was me.
Something else I picked up from your the Oregon thing about lose a pound, love what happens to you. Knees ache, promise yourself to lose 1 pound. Yes, you read that right. Just one little pound could mean a lot to your knees. If you are overweight or obese, dropping 1 pound feels more like losing 4 pounds to this all-important joint. Your knees are one of the most powerful joints in your body. They constantly push you up or lower you down, and this spring to your two-step or let you dribble a mean ball. They're also prone to wear and tear. And he talked about the UPS man carrying, he'd rather carry a book than a huge box that weighs 20 times more. It's the same with your knees. You put too much stress on this joint, you feel wear and tear of osteoarthritis. Myofascial pain, swelling, stiffness, creaking of the joints. So when you're toting around extra pounds, the way you walk shifts to accommodate your weight and steady your balance. Doctors call this misalignment. Often these changes place extra stress on already stressed knees, and misaligned knees, like misaligned tires, suffer uneven wear and tear that destroys knee cushions even faster than it ruins tires. That's why losing even as little as 1 pound gives knees a much-needed break, may help prevent osteoarthritis in the first place. Losing more than a pound would be even better if you're carrying around a lot of weight. But 1 pound, yep, start now and feel better fast. Isn't that interesting? 1 pound.
You would not guess that, would you?
Not with just a pound, no. But, you know, of course, don't stop there if you need to do more. But, yeah, 1 pound, big impact.
Well, guys, we could buy a 55-pound bag of chia seeds and split it up between us. Kidding, of course.
How much is it?
55 pounds is $248.
Wow.
5 pounds is $27.95, and 1 pound to try it, which would last you a while, which you said 20 grams is about 1 ounce. Is that what you said?
Less than an ounce, he says.
Less than an ounce, so that'd be about 2 ounces a day. That would still last you a while. $5.70 is what's in my book from Azur. So you can use that just as an idea.
Well, you know, it's a pound a day, and if they're two of you, that's 2 pounds a day.
two pounds a day.
Well, yeah, 2 ounces a day times 7 is 14.
That's
a pound a week.
Yeah, it wouldn't take that long to use it up. So for trying it and seeing value in it, you know, hey, we can go for that. So a few of us need to collect, or all of us need to collect them as we find them. I know I have seen them in the health food stores also, so they can't be that difficult to come by. And if there's that much information already out there on them, they will probably be becoming more popular as more people become educated. How did you guys do with the okra? Oops, sorry here. How did you guys do with the okra last week? How many of you tried it?
I haven't been to the grocery store yet.
Okay, so let's pick, I did. and I enjoyed the recipe. I converted it from a soup, gumbo soup, into more of a stew and put it over the top of baked potato, and I liked it. We both ate it, and it had a great flavor. I haven't tried Juanita's recipe yet. Thank you, Juanita, if you're on the line here, for sending that down to me, and I don't think I forwarded that one on. I wanted to put a couple of them together and send it out. So anybody else that comes up with one, please let us know. And let's do a real simple one, a real simple food. And I chose broccoli for this week because it's coming into my garden. And it's easy to get a hold of, and it's probably one of the most popular foods in this country for thinking of health and value that you can get from it. So if you've already got a great recipe, I did a new one yesterday that was called broccoli polenta. And if you've got your pencils, in about 30 seconds, I'll just rattle through it because it's so easy, you don't have to think about it. And something that you could easily repeat. I'm hoping my phone doesn't go dead here again. In the meantime, any other comments? Okay. We have to be awake. It's the beginning of the week, guys. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
This is Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, go ahead.
No, can we elaborate? Emails are just covered with that. Is it ACOIA, Barry, that they're saying that, and it's just totally about diet and losing weight. Have y'all ever discussed that?
The clay, Barry?
Yeah.
Is that the one from the rainforest?
I say either.
Yes, from the rainforest.
Okay, what was the spelling on that again?
I think it's ACOIA. I don't have my computer on right now, but I just get them continually. They're just bombarding, and it's all about, you know, the berry. I'd heard about it months ago, but now they've developed it into all these weight loss deals, kind of like y'all were talking about with this other one.
Brenda, are you familiar with it, or Nancy?
I think it's in that, what's the stuff called?
I think that it's in several of the juice companies are putting it in there.
There's this juice company, and I ran across some people. It's all the rage here. People are buying this juice stuff.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a one-time thing. It's a one thing. One product does it all.
Yeah.
Cures cancer, makes you well, makes you healthy, makes you lose weight. Because their pitch is, because I went on their website to see what their pitch was, they actually don't really tell you what's in their product. They give you a few of the ingredients, but they don't go into the science of it, or it's a very vague website.
Okay, a couple of them I know of are Mangosteen and, of course, the Noni, and then there's Mona V.
Yeah. This is
I think that's what it's in.
Mona V.
Yeah, that's...
That's the company, and that's it's been here and pushed like everything.
Okay.
But
so
I've noticed now that it's coming across emails all the time to me as that. Supplements, and it made me bring to mind when y'all were talking about the other a while ago.
Here's what I thought about when I went on their website, because all of the propaganda that they're throwing out about how this is a cure-all, it's going to make you healthy, all you have to do is drink this juice twice a day. My friend actually bought it, and she said it's $100 a week to buy and drink what you're supposed to drink. And
whoa.
That's cheap, okay? $100 a week. So what it said was the people in the rainforest eat this fruit from the tall palm tree, and they don't have cancer, and they don't have illness, and they don't have osteoporosis, and their joints don't hurt. And it's all because they eat this one berry from the tree. Now, when you stop and think about everything that you know and understand about health and wellness, there isn't one thing that does all that. And I thought, okay, we've got people living in the rainforest. Let's see. They have fresh air. They're breathing negative ions. They're drinking fresh water out of the fresh rolling stream. They're probably not getting any processed food or beef that's been poked full of hormones. You know, on and on and on and on. But they're claiming because they eat this berry in the top of the tree, that's why these people are so healthy. And it was just like, give me a break. People don't have more brains than that. You know, it's all about the one thing. And what we learn and what we're learning together here, it's the combination of your lifestyle that causes your health to change. So
we're all looking for the magic bullet.
I got pretty angry.
Very good, Brenda. Thank you very much, because that is the true picture of what you just delivered, not the hype of advertising and the media to make money on one thing. I know when we were introduced to just that particular one, and that can go for any of them that are talking about, you know, a magic bullet here again, it was right in our living room with a couple that came to visit us, and were very, very excited about it. And all I could think of is, we've got a wellness home, they're talking about one item. And so there was no comparison to me as to, you know, even look any, I mean, to even give it any further thought. And we already have an incredible product that is in the category of something that we can just add for antioxidants. To add a tiny comment on what we have, in my driveway flew 4 bicycles with young men, young boys on them, let's see, age 9 to 13, and then there was one with them that I don't know what his age was, probably right close, 3 grandsons from across the street, and the first thing out of their mouth is, Grandma, can we have some Siaga? And the one boy that was not the grandson said, and what is that? And they said, ooh, it's this really, really good drink. So, of course, I'm not going to miss a beat. And I ran in and I got the bottle and poured them each an ounce and had another bottle of water and said, do you want it straight or do you want it diluted? And 2 of mine said, diluted slightly. And the other young man said, I say young men because they're growing so quickly, said, let me try it. And he did, and he says, oh, I'll take it straight. Anyway, if we do that just without even giving it any thought. Then they asked me, or he asked me, he said, so what is this, or what, something about it? And I said, oh, it's just something that's very healthy that tastes good. And we drink a little bit of it every day. And so the oldest grandson said, well, can I have 2 or 3 more? And I said, no, I think 1 will be sufficient. It was about, maybe 8, 9 o'clock at that point. And I said, I don't think your moms would like you awake all night. He goes, well, I'm going to need lots of energy for tomorrow. And I said, well, you may not get to tomorrow very well if you take too much of this tonight, laughingly. But anyway, again, you know, we can't go with a, put credence into something that is just one thought or one little particle of what makes up a total picture. So thank you, Brenda, for a good dissertation on that to give us a total picture.
Just an added comment. The chiropractor I listen to has been talking about this for well over a year or maybe 2. It does have some very wonderful benefits, very high in antioxidants, not as a single product, though. In fact, you'll find, Char, that it is in the bar that I'm going to send you. And it's just one of the many ingredients that is in that bar. He espouses many things beneficial to that berry, but not as a sole product, you know, just that.
Yes, and the real food that we're talking about and spending a lot of our time on the call is covering as much as we possibly can cover on and how to feed our body. Again, with it as little processing as possible in accomplishing it. So if you guys have got a pencil or a pen and paper ready, I'll give you the ingredients on this first. It's really easy, and then just tell you right the way of putting it together as we go, because it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, including the water or broth that I start with. So it's broccoli polenta, P-O-L-E-N-T-A,
polenta is nothing more than cornmeal, a coarser grind of cornmeal. And that's what they're referring to here. So we start with 3.5 cups of vegetable broth or water. You may add 1/2 teaspoon of salt, depending on if you've got something that is very low salt or low sodium, or you may just forget it and not add it, depending on what you're using for your base. Okay, then bring that to a boil in a saucepan. Our large one in our cookware line is what I chose to use. And then you stir in 1 cup, when it's boiling, you stir in 1 cup of polenta or corn grits they have behind it. But all it is cornmeal, ground coarser, not the fine that you would bake cornbread out of, for the most part anyway. That's what most people use. Okay, and then it calls for 2 tablespoons of oil, olive oil, and 4 cups of well-chopped broccoli, stalks and tops. They say pieces no larger than 1/4 inch. Well, I didn't go quite that small, guys. That's like pulverizing it to me. So I did it with about half inch that I chopped up. And I cut the recipe in half because I wasn't sure. It sounded a little bit different to me because you simmer it after you've dropped the oil and the broccoli into it. You simmer it for 15 minutes with the lid on, covered, and you let it stand then for 10 minutes after that. And then they have you molding it into containers that you can serve it in a, you know, in a nice fashion, like whether it's a tin or a custard cup or whatever. I didn't go anywhere down that part of the path because it said, or you can eat it right out of the pan. Well, I used that as our entree and just had a big salad last night that was a very light meal, and meaning it mixed greens and just, you know, vegetable salad. And I used the Siaga dressing on it, and it was absolutely wonderful. They said the flavors of the broccoli and the corn meal complement each other, and they definitely did. I mean, that could be habit forming for me. It could be a regular on my menu. So just simply bring the water or the vegetable broth. I use vegetable broth to a boil. Stirring in the polenta, I used a whisk that does not a metal one, one of the silicone whisks, just to, as I was dropping it in so it didn't clump up. And then added the broccoli to it, the chopped broccoli, with a little bit of the oil. And you can cut way back on the oil. The oil does give it a flavor. It does not taste greasy by any means, but if you're cutting the oil out, it would not be mandatory. I don't think it would stick. Lower the temperature if you find that true. And it was excellent, absolutely excellent. I think I haven't tried a simpler recipe that tasted so good. And fresh to me. I was concerned that the broccoli would be overcooked and mushy, so I made sure I did not overextend the time on it, and it still had texture to it because of the amount of cornmeal in there. And it's light and fluffy. It's not a heavy. That was the other thought that I had. This is going to be just, you know, a heavy, clunky type of thing. It would be heavier if you pressed it into a mold, of course. But no, it was very light and very good. So that's my first suggestion for a broccoli recipe for the week. And I would love to have you guys tell us what you do with broccoli other than just steaming it, or if you just steam it, what you put on it. But I like the flavor.
This is okay for celiac, isn't it?
Pardon?
This is okay for celiac disease, isn't it?
Gluten. Yes, that was another reason. In fact, I won't take time to give it this morning, but I do want to, I will type this one out, did a new pancake recipe that I also really, really enjoyed, and Denny liked it also, and I'm going to call them Lacey pancakes because they were very, very different, and I immediately tried it 2 mornings in a row, guys, I did it Saturday morning, I did it Sunday morning, and Danny said, isn't this the same thing? And I said, no, I just changed the base of it from oats to millet flour, which would make it celiac friendly. In other words, there is no gluten. When you say celiac, you're saying away from the gluten for people that are having allergies. And so it could be made either way. You really wouldn't have known the difference in the taste unless you probably had them side by side. And all I was doing, again, was substituting millet for the oats. And all I did on it was fill the oats into the blender and make flour out of them, because I didn't know where my oat flour was very quickly and easy reach, and that was much faster. So, you know, I'm into cutting corners. We do have an assortment of ingredients to work with in this house, but I do like to cut corners and make it fast and easy putting together, so that's what we'll focus on.
Am I correct that you add the polenta, the oil, and the broccoli all at the same time?
Yes, you're just doing one right after the other. You're stirring the polenta in to the boiling water, and then turning the saucepan down, you know, after you've added the broccoli and the oil, and that's it.
And the 15 minutes, even with the electrons on, was not too long?
You know, I think I took two or three minutes off of that in our cookware. You're right. I always adjust down in the length of time, and again, I didn't want the broccoli too soft. But by the time I did my salad during the time it was cooking, I probably was the full 15 minutes easy, because you guys know how fast 2 or 3 minutes goes when you're putting other things together to get on the table. So,
did you eat this cold too?
I haven't tried it yet, but I'm sure I would.
So if you're having this for company, it's not something you can make ahead, probably.
Yeah, I don't think you need to worry about it because it's so fast. Nancy, but no, I wouldn't, because I think your texture of it's probably going to change. Although, you know, hey, like I said, I haven't tried it that way, and just because the texture would change, because obviously their whole recommendation was they were molding it either in a tin can, a muffin tin, or a square pan to do the serving of it, and that was the basis for the biggest part of the recipe, was how they were molding it and presenting it, and I didn't do that. I did the little comment where it said, you know, eat it right out of the pan. And then for other suggestions here, let me just give you those at the same time. You can serve this as a main dish with any of the marinara sauces or pesto, or serve it as a base for either braised seitan, which is your gluten-free, with Brussels sprouts, and all of these recipes are in this book, or the sautéed seitan with mushrooms and spinach. So that can be, and of course that would make it really a company dish, and of course in doing that, then you could, well again, I don't think you'd want to reheat it. It still would be not that difficult. Most of these things are doing it once, so you try it at home, and if you press it in a mold, I mean, you can be doing your finishing touches and then have your topping, your sauce all made up to go over the top of it. And this is the book, again, that I'm enjoying a lot, the Veganomicon, the Ultimate Vegan Cookbook by Issa Moskowitz and Terry Romero.
When you send this down, would you put what the name of that book is, so that if we wanted to get it, we might consider it?
Okay, and I'll spell it. It's vegan is the first five letters of the book, and then O, M like Mary, I, C, Charlie, O, N, O, Micon. So vegan, O, M, I, C, O, N.
And who's the author again?
That's the name of the book. Vegan Omicron. The Ultimate Vegan Cookbook. And the first author is Moskowitz, M, like Mary, O-S-K-O-W-I-T-Z. And her first name is Issa, I-S-A. So anyway, the tips in there and the way she writes it is just, it's a fun you know, for us foodies, it's a fun, fun read.
If you wanted to add a little color to this recipe, you could cut up a little bit of red pepper.
That's exactly.
And a little bit of spinach at the very end. You know, spinach.
And that could actually be, when I read that as part of the topping of one of them, that could be what you put over the top of it also.
Oh.
In the form of a glaze or a sauce.
Oh.
Or a stir fry, you know, with maybe some kind of a little marinade that would hold it together if you wanted. I mean, it could go all different directions. It could be the base for anything, but it does have a wonderful flavor, or at least we like it. And yeah, it's a very mild flavor. It's not, you know, spicy. You could do so many things with the topping on it. So, anyway, we like that one a lot, and it will be a repeat.
Was it mushy?
It was not mushy. No, it was more of a fluffy texture.
Okay.
Than a mushy texture. I was concerned about the broccoli being too well done. In fact, I almost decided to steam the broccoli separately and add it. And I thought, you know, why don't I just do it the way they say the first time and see if I like it that way? That's so much easier. It's one pan.
You know me with one pan.
Yeah, and I'm going, you know, this is easy. Now, maybe you will like it. Maybe you would like it steamed less. And maybe you could probably add it in a little later. And it didn't make it as fine as they said, because that would have meant that it would have been cooked more. So I had a little bit bigger pieces than what they recommended.
But did you make the whole recipe already, or just half?
I made half the recipe.
I'm wondering if we need the great big pan, or can we use the middle one?
I used the middle size, and it was, I'm trying to think. You could probably get it in, because you're going to put the lid on and cover it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can get it in the middle size pan, the full recipe. I would not hesitate now, because there isn't even enough left for one serving, because it's good. It's supposed to serve 4 to 6 people the full recipe. And of course, I did not pack the broccoli in when I measured it, because then it would have been accumulating more of it. I just left it loose after it was chopped and measuring the 2 cups in. You know, after you've done it once, you don't have to measure anything, maybe except the water and the polenta to get the amount for absorption that takes up, because the water will take up, or the polenta will take up all the moisture in the pan. It's just like cooking rice. It's not nothing soupy at all.
Sounds delicious.
Easy and good. And guys, we're way over our time. Are there any last-minute questions or comments? Okay, with that then, I can say thank you for your attention this morning, your time with us on the call, and all of those that had input, thank you. So if you don't have broccoli in your refrigerator, that's a good one to keep on hand also, or use frequently. Get some, let's hear what you do with it. And it can be simple. I don't care. I just love to have the interaction to know that people are applying and utilizing and coming up with new ways and new things to do, creative ways of doing it. So I thank you for your time. If you found anything of value, please pass the information on to others. Don't forget to be not only the example, but drop seeds along the way to let other people know that there is another way of feeding our body, maybe, than what they are doing, and that we are excited about the results that we're seeing. So make it a wonderful day, and Nancy will be here tomorrow.
Thanks, Char. Great call.
Thank you, guys. You make it that way. Bye.
Bye.